Our next speaker is Carmen Rowe, and she's going to talk about preservation of air. She is a frequent speaker, but more importantly, I would just say I've known her for a while, and I've actually gotten a chance to see her in the trenches. I've gotten to see her practice, and she's really, really good, particularly on this kind of thing. She knows how to set up an appeal, certainly from the defense side. I've always been very impressed with all of her work, and I'm very glad that we have her here to speak to y'all. So with that out of the way, Carmen Rowe.
Thank you, Judge Newell. I'm glad he has confidence in my ability on this topic because I have to tell you, I've never spoke on it before. It's actually a topic that my mentor and friend, Brian Weiss, speaks on very often. He has a phenomenal paper, which I brought to this course with me because no one has anything that's more thorough than his paper on this issue. That said, I'm Carmen, not Brian, so we're going to do it a little bit different because what we're talking about today is preservation and appellate issues, so we're going to try and cover everything as best as we can. So let's get started. Here we go. Hold on. Okay. So I am going to speak to you today on preservation viewed through the prism of what I want you to think in terms of, which is a movie reel, kind of like this amazing trial that most people watched on court TV and other stations. People were watching TikTok, et cetera, because everything in the room was being videotaped. Now, in a real trial, what do we have? No video, generally a bunch of paperwork and a transcript and maybe some exhibits. That's it. And so when we talk about preservation, you need to think in terms, I think, of having a camera following you around. And yes, I do some TV, and so thinking in terms of having your face right in front of the camera all the time is exactly the way I like to view preservation, to make it easy for everyone to remember to speak into the record and to remember that the camera's on you the whole time. So let's talk about the record for a second, because that's where a lot of things have to be in order to do anything on appeal. If it's not in the record, it does not exist. And so when clients come to me, I tell them, you know, appeals are all about what happened inside the courtroom that was taken down. Everything before and after is about something else. But if it didn't happen in the courtroom and nobody wrote it down, even if it did happen, it does not exist. So as appellate counsel, you need to make sure, and I mention this because it happens far too often, that we miss things being in the record. It happened in the trial court. There was a video. There's an exhibit. And it's not part of the record going up on the court in the Court of Appeals. In that circumstance, you need to find out early whether you have the entire record. And if you don't, you need to file a motion to supplement. Because we do a lot of electronic record gathering now, there's a lot of exhibits that are left out, either because of the court reporter, because your designation of the record wasn't complete, which you need to go back and look at as we change the way that we're transferring these records to the Court of Appeals and, of course, to counsel. And so almost every case I've had of late, there's at least one exhibit that's missing. And so you want to make sure to check that, which is why I mention it. But I also want you to think about the record in terms of why you're making a record. You don't just want to look good on TV, right? The camera's amazing, but it's all about making the record for what? To let the Court of Appeals know what happened in the trial court, what went wrong, so that they can do something about it on appeal, right? So if you're not clear about what's happening in the room, if you're not clear about what your issue or your error is, and if you're not clear about why you think you're entitled to something other than what you got, you don't have anything to go up on. And so when we talk about the record, I want everybody to think in terms of why you're talking to the court reporter, why you're saying the things you're saying out loud, why you put the things that you put together on paper, and how that drives everything. Speaking of driving everything, great trial lawyers make great appeals. Having done court-appointed appeals and doing retained appeals more in the latter part of my career, I can tell you it is brutal to do court-appointed appeals. Why? Because the trial lawyers don't object. They don't preserve anything. They don't give you anything to work with. So then you're left to be as creative and as amazing as you can possibly be while maintaining integrity and honesty with the court. And it's frustrating. It's really, really heavy lifting. And I am so thankful I don't do more of it now because it's hard. But I say that to say, keep that in mind. So who the lawyer is on my retained appeals is one of the first questions I ask, because it's going to tell me a lot about what's in the record.